USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's being called the worst disruption to the world oil supply on record. The weekend attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Global energy prices are now spiking, but Mark Short, Vice President Pence's chief of staff, says America now brings in far less oil from the Saudis than in the past.
Which means that the American market is much better protected.
GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says American drivers shouldn't feel much effect at the pump yet.
The impact could be measured more in pennies per gallon, not dimes.
But it could become a big problem
if the Saudis don't see a majority of the output restored within a week or so.
Nearly 50,000 UAW workers went on strike and walked off the job early this morning. It's the union's first such walkout since 2007. The move could cost hundreds of millions of dollars for the company. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In NFL news, the Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will be out for the rest of the season. He'll be undergoing elbow surgery after an injury yesterday while they were playing the Seattle Seahawks at home. The Steelers lost the game, falling to 0-2. The Saints quarterback, Drew Brees, is expected to miss 6 weeks with a torn thumb ligament. Several Democratic presidential candidates are now calling for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in the face of a new investigated allegation of sexual misconduct when he was in college. During his testimony last year, Justice Kavanaugh denied all allegations of impropriety. Democratic presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Julian Castro are now calling for his impeachment. The president tweeted that Kavanaugh should, quote, start suing people for libel. If an impeachment happens, it would be for perjury to Congress, not for any allegations from decades ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in Florida say the man they arrested on Sunday for a 2016 Palm Beach County killing murdered three Daytona Beach women the same way in 2005 and 2006, shooting them in the head. They say DNA evidence links him to the Daytona Beach killings. Police Chief Craig Capri.
We have not charged him yet with ours, but we have linked him through forensic evidence to three of our murder victims.
Capri says there may be a fourth victim as well. Robert Tyrone Hayes remains jailed in Palm Beach County. A panel of judges is reviving a suit against Fox News. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
An appeals court reviving a lawsuit filed by the family of murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich against Fox News for allegedly intentionally spreading conspiracy theories about Rich's death. A three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that a lower court judge was wrong to dismiss the suit in which Joel and Mary Rich alleged they were targeted by Fox, one of its reporters, and a wealthy Texas money manager in a bizarre scheme to drag the Rich's murdered son into an international controversy over hacked Democratic emails. Rich was fatally shot in July of 2016 in what Washington, D.C. police called a mugging gone wrong. But conspiracy theorists suggested that Rich was murdered because he, and not Russian hackers, had leaked DNC emails to WikiLeaks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.